Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And here we go. This is the weekly recap that we do normally with the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. How are you this week?
I'm just coping. I'm just trying to cope.
I hope you do a little better than that.
Yeah, well, I've been having a few technical issues here and there on things, so I'm just trying to figure them out and as we go. So anyway, what's been catching your attention, if I may?
Oh goodness. One thing that was interesting that caught our eye was sort of a follow on story to the California synagogue shooting that happened last year, or earlier this year in April. I don't know if readers will remember, but in Poway, California, a man walked into a synagogue and opened fire. And there was an off-duty Border Patrol agent in the congregation. He and another man charged the shooter, chased him outside and opened fire, and they were credited with saving lives. And it turned out after the fact that the rabbi of the congregation had asked the Border Patrol agent to be there and be armed just in case, just for added security reasons. Well, now one of the people who was wounded in that situation is suing the synagogue and the shooter and the store that sold the long gun to the shooter, as well as the national organization that sanctions the synagogue for failing to basically as a breach of their duty of reasonable care. It seems that the synagogue applied for and received a federal grant to increase its security, got $150,000 from the Department of Justice, and it got that money about 4 weeks before the shooting and hadn't implemented anything yet. And the day of the shooting, the front doors of the synagogue were unlocked and open. There wasn't a guard there or anything. Of course, there was the armed individual in the congregation, but they didn't have a guard. And now this person has filed suit, and that's interesting in a way, because one of the things that people who carry firearms have said for years is in venues that prevent the carriage of firearms, the people, the private property owners who prohibit carrying firearms should be responsible for the protection of the people there. If they're not going to let people carry a firearm themselves and provide provide for their own protection, then they should do so, and they should carry that responsibility. So it's an interesting question.
So was that a gun-free zone?
I believe it is under California law. I don't believe that anyone who had a concealed carry permit can carry in a house of worship in California. I don't know that for a fact, but I believe that's the case.
So should they be suing the state or should they be suing the synagogue?
A couple of our commenters pointed out that they should be suing the state. Obviously, the state, and California is by no means alone in this, the state designates houses of worship as gun-free zones.
Right.
They say that, and so it's basically, it's an open invitation to a crazy person to do something terrible, and that happened here. Now, fortunately, the rabbi involved had thought to have an armed individual in the congregation. Again, this is an off-duty Border Patrol person, so he's a law enforcement officer licensed to carry a gun, and therefore I guess that is an exception to the California gun-free zone law. And I'm sure everybody's glad he was there, because it could have been much worse had he not been. But, yeah, I would think that the state would bear some responsibility, not that suing California legislature is likely to get you very far.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where what could the synagogue have done? What are they allowed to do under state law to keep their people safe?
Do we know? I would expect that they're allowed to hire armed personnel, armed guards, have a uniformed security person in the by the front door. Possibly lock the door once the service starts, that type of thing. And that's just some basic common sense security measures. Apparently none of those things had happened yet. Again, the congregation had just received the grant about a month prior to the incident. But
right.
Again, at a minimum, you know, possibly locking the doors. I don't know what it
is. Isn't that against fire code?
I don't know that. Could very well be. I'm sure there are doors on the inside of the congregation, you know, that only open out, but maybe that would be compliant. Again, I'm not familiar with a physical plant or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Maybe a uniformed security person by the front of the synagogue or inside the main hallway or vestibule might have changed the shooter's mind. You never know. But unfortunately, none of those things were done.
I did see that. I always find that kind of thing interesting. I did not, though, see that it was in California. Now, in South Carolina, for example, you have to have the permission of the clergy at the church to carry legally in the church.
Right. It's legal with permission, which is
right.
At least a nice option.
Well, I that's not even legal there in California, right?
Straight prohibition.
Right.
You know, and again, I believe that is the case in California.
So I don't know how you're going to sue a company or a business or a church for following the law. How's that going to work?
Good question. I mean, it's going
to
be...
We don't have time to answer it. We're running out of time in this segment, but I'm just musing that out loud. I'll make a point when we get back. But first of all, let's talk about the truth about guns. Truthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan edits every day. He has a little squad of writers that write for him, some very, very good ones. And the breaking news part is truly breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. I saw this, Dan, and I want to know something. How is it that you didn't snap your own neck with your head whipping to and fro when you wrote this one? Will your Christmas gifts encourage goodwill and problem-solving this year?
Who wouldn't want to do that?
Well, listen, if anybody wants to give me a gift, give me something I don't need. Give me something I want but don't have. But I don't want anything educational. I'm not trying to solve any issues with any gift I would get. I'll solve those myself. I just, I saw that and, well, anyway. Tell me about this.
Well, something was, there was a post floating around Instagram. Someone had recorded a radio commercial from some operation called the Charlotte Center for Peace and Justice.
Right.
And they, the Charlotte Center apparently takes a very dark view of the world in which we live. I don't know what other people think, but we seem to be living in a time of a booming economy. We have a lot of freedom. We, not as much as I'd like, but certainly a good deal. Fewer people are out of work than I think almost ever before. There's a lot of good in the world. But the Charlotte Center for Peace and Justice says, quote, "We live in a world filled with conflict and war, with mass killings and hate crimes."
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, they want you to choose your Christmas gifts carefully. They don't want you to give something, toys and games that would encourage using weapons as a way to settle conflicts. Because, that could be dangerous. Of course, we've been giving toy guns and video games and things to kids for decades. Ralphie got his Red Ryder BB gun, and I don't think
he
ended up murdering anybody.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact that the Charlotte Center for Peace and Justice has a misconception of the world in which we live, in that we now live in a country which, according to the NSSF, Americans own 423 million firearms. I think the real number is actually higher, but let's go with that. 423 million, far more firearms than there are people in this country. And at the same time, we're living at a time, according to the FBI, when we're at record low violent crime and crimes involving firearms in this country. So I don't know where all this hate and violence and killing and death that, the Charlotte Center is coming from, but doesn't seem to be in the world that most people experience.
Not the physical universe we exist in.
No, not at all.
Do you think that they really believe that and just don't know? Because I look at some of these people, and you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, and I think with some of these news outlets that have a political agenda, it just becomes a thing about being lazy. And they just become repeaters because they definitely are, they're not motivated enough to get imaginative and give us a reason why we shouldn't own a gun beyond the same old talking points that we hear over and over and over and over again.
That could be it. To be fair to the people in Charlotte, they could be victims of the dominant media culture we live in, which emphasizes doom and gloom and if it bleeds, it leads type things all the time. The Pew Research Center came out not too long ago with a survey showing the disparity between the perception of crime in this country and the actual data. And it was something like 68% of the people they surveyed said that crime is up, you know, it's higher than it was more than a year ago. That's because every time, you know, we have such access to information, both via social media and more sources, as well as, you know, the mainstream media outlets, and they all tend to emphasize the worst things that happen. If you only get your information from those sources, maybe you could be forgiven for thinking that the crime is far worse than it is. But again, according to actual FBI statistics, we are living in a time of record low violent crime in this country. It's been dropping for more than a generation, and it's virtually bottomed out. In a country with 330 million people, your chances of being a victim of a violent crime are very low, depending, of course, on where you live. You live in, you know, some place like Chicago, Baltimore, East St. Louis, Illinois, places like that. Obviously, it's a much different situation.
Well, I just wonder about that sometimes. I think news, especially broadcasters in local areas, are becoming very, very lazy, which I don't know whether that makes them worse for that, for not doing any critical thinking on their own. Wouldn't you think in what you do, you have to do a lot of critical thinking. You have to look at something and make a determination whether that should be on the site. And even when you do a very good job of that, and, you know, with the truthaboutguns.com commenters, even that gets tore apart. So, I mean, despite all that, but, I mean, you actually have to employ critical thinking with everything that you're putting out there.
We try. Yeah. And you would hope that the, you know, our friends in the mainstream media would do the same.
Well, but what do you think about that? Do you think they do?
Well, I think they tend to push an agenda more often than not. And there's also the imperative to get clicks, to put up news that will get readers and get people to click on it, which frequently is something that's sensational or horrible or, you know, is going to get people riled up.
Yep. Coming up on the next break, you can find what Dan does at thetruthaboutguns.com. When we get back, we're going to talk about something called the G44. And, we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While participating in a roundtable discussion with governors at the White House, President Trump discusses a possible trade deal with China.
The deal with China is a massive deal from a manufacturing standpoint, but the farmers, I guess, maybe will be the biggest beneficiary of all. You see that already. Yes. And China's already started to buy. I told them 4 or 5 weeks ago it looked like we were going to get to a deal. I said, start buying now. You got to start buying now, and they did. And they were doing a lot of business with the farmers in China. Mm-hmm. And so the deal will be finalized over the next couple of weeks. It's actually translation is the biggest thing. The deal is finished, but the translation is very important. I said, and make sure you have the right translators, because you can lose a lot with bad translation.
The House Rules Committee will meet on Tuesday to set procedures for the impeachment debate in the full House, which is expected on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and you had an article today that Glock is going to make an announcement, and I need to tell you something about me and Glock, okay? You ready for this, Dan? Do we have Dan? Where is Dan? Okay,
can there you we hear are. Me? There we go.
Now I can hear you. Yeah. Anyway, see, I swore off of Glocks a couple of years ago. And here lately, a couple of guys that I think very highly have been talking me into, you should go back to Glock, at least have a few of them. So I have, and I do. Except Glock, I find Glock to be, like with the Glock 43, the best gun out there of that segment that I know of, as far as I'm concerned, is the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, because they've refined it, because it's been out there for a while. The Springfield XDS right beside it, right behind it, if you will, or wherever it is, they're running that race neck and neck. And then 3-4 years after the race has begun, here comes Glock. Hey, we're going to be in on the single stack thing, the small gun thing. And I honestly believe that Glock has created 357 SIG and 45 Gap just to make more guns that people would think would want to buy their guns. But they're coming out with a gun. What are they coming out with? What do you think they're coming out with?
Well, that's of course the $64,000 question. It's been all kinds of speculation. Glock is very good.
Yeah.
And especially in this case, they've been very good at generating hype and making people wonder. Everybody is always wondering what the new Glock's going to be. Everybody wants to know, will they finally expand beyond handguns? Will they create something? And usually, people have been creating Photoshop versions of a Glock 1911 forever.
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah. As I wrote today, the Kremlinologists of the Cold War, everybody looks for clues in what Glock is writing and how they're announcing all this to see if there's anything in there that might tip their hand as to what it is they're rolling out. People looked at some of the graphics that they're using in some of their announcements and noticed that there's a crosshair on a couple of these. You'd use crosshairs on a handgun. Does that mean it's going to be a long gun? Oh, my goodness. Maybe it'll finally be the pistol caliber carbine that everybody has wanted, or a lot of people have wanted to see Glock make. Maybe it'll be a folding stock pistol. Maybe it would have an arm brace or something like that. Recently, somebody posted a picture of a little, looks like a sticker or something that says, Start Your Journey, Plink 44 Glock. That could be a Photoshop job. Who knows? People are insane and love to create that kind of stuff. But Glock does send out marketing materials to their dealers and all that ahead of these announcements to make sure that the stores have guns and everything ready to go when the announcement's made. So that could have been a leak. And then somebody else noticed, I think it was yesterday, that there's a new Glock page up on the site. While it's blank, the URL is usglock.com/english/pistol/G44. So you put together the G44 with that plinking sticker, and it makes you think that it might be a .22 caliber handgun, something with which to train. A lot of people have wanted for years. They've wanted a Glock 19 size gun that shoots .22 long rifle. Ammunition. Great thing, very inexpensive to shoot and to train with. So who knows? I mean, of course there's been an aftermarket for flies and conversion kits to allow your 9mm or other caliber Glock to shoot .22, but some of those are made better than others. Some of those are more reliable than others. I think if you had a factory-made .22 Glock, it would probably be as reliable as their other guns. You wouldn't be cobbling together something to create a beast that doesn't exist a wild on its own.
Why would at this particular point? Why have one?
You know, I honestly don't see the big attraction. I know a lot of people want, or some people have wanted something like this. Like I said, basically a Glock 19 size gun that shoots .22 because it's inexpensive and easy. It'd be a good training gun, a good plinking gun. But a 19 holds, what is it, 15 plus one rounds or something like that? Nine millimeter is very inexpensive to shoot. Not as cheap as .22, but it's pretty cheap. Not quite as light shooting as .22. So if you're going to have a gun for a beginner, 19 is not a bad choice. A .22 is, of course, easier. I think, something like a Ruger Mark IV is about as good a handgun for a beginner as you can get, as far as I'm concerned. So maybe the idea is to to cut into that Ruger's business, you know, with an easy shooting 22 that people would like to learn on and train on. That's the best thing I can come up with. Again, it's all speculation. We'll find out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I guess we will. The thing about Glock that is always the big mystery to me, I mean, a lot of companies started out just making one gun, one form factor.
Right.
Which is what they've done. But, I mean, CZ is a splendid example. They've always been a big gun maker. It makes both long guns and handguns, and they make various form factors. SIG does it. A lot of companies do it. A lot of companies do it. And they actually have better in some cases, like with CZ. The CZ-75 has been cloned and used in various ways and various formats and everything else. It's gone from steel to polymer to, you know, it's just morphing around as you go along. So I've never understood Glock as to just wanting to do the one thing. I get why they do it, because it's probably cheap, but.
Right. And it's reliable and they work. And, yeah, it's got to simplify the whole production process. So you said you turned away from it in the past. What made you do that?
That arrogance. Gaston Glock has gotten out there before and said, you know, I don't need the civilian market. I have law enforcement. And, you know, according to what I have read, in Smyrna, Georgia, he owns basically a housing subdivision where he puts up all of his mistresses after he divorced his wife and fired all of his children and, you know, all that other stuff. So, anyway, coming up on the next break. If you want to talk about that when we get back, we can. Coming up on the next break, talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Been talking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Have we got you back, Dan?
I'm here. Are you there?
There we go. Okay. Yes, we are.
Good.
Now, did that intrigue you about the whole turning my back on the Glock thing?
Yeah, I just wondered what it was that, you know, it was something specifically about the guns. Some people find them
nothing.
Ugly. Some people find them boring.
It isn't that I find them boring. It isn't that I find them ugly. As a matter of fact, I find them to be exactly what, it's a gun that they found a way to make a gun that goes bang every time, most of the time. And in doing so, for some reason, when they closed it off and made it striker fired, they also found one that's almost completely impervious to weather, sediment. I mean, I was asking Steve Fisher how often he cleans his guns, and he says, I don't need to now. And he runs
there are a lot of people who almost never clean their guns.
Yeah.
And depending
the other thing I was looking at is I'm a big 1911 guy, and all of the big 1911 guys I know, if they're not shooting, even Clint Smith at Thunder Ranch, who designs in 1911s, and he's very, very old school about his 1911, he has Glock 17s. So Joe Chambers at Chambers Custom, he has a Glock 17. So all these people looking at this, I find a lot of 1911 people that go to the Glock for some reason. And I even did a little series on this on YouTube called The Diary of the Ex-Glock Fanboy, where I went looking for what I thought to be the perfect polymer striker fire gun would be. I have settled, and I still believe, that the best striker fire gun made today is the CZP-10 series.
Very good gun.
Yes, and I think the P-10F is probably the best shooting of the striker fire guns that I've ever messed with. The thing I like about them is I've had a lot of Glocks, and I've had a lot of customizers like Salient Arms and then Agency Arms. And in order to make the Glock like the CZ series, you're looking at investing about $1,400 in that thing.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So
that's almost three Glocks.
Yeah. So that's beside the cost of the gun. So and it all came off of stuff like trigger and ergonomics and that grip angle and, you know, the trigger and the grip and the way I have to grip the gun and everything. I always start out shooting low left with those things.
Mm-hmm.
No matter which one, no matter which caliber. So I have them. I have Glocks now. I also have CZs. I also have Glock clones. The Glock clones I like a lot better than the Glock because of the grip angle. Instead, they all have the 18 degree grip angle versus the 22 degree grip angle that the Glock comes with. I understand why Glock has as much stuff as they do, and I understand why they're like the iPhone of guns. I do not understand how they became that way, though, just simply because of the fact that, and maybe it's because it's just so simple. Maybe that simply makes it what it is.
I think there's a lot to that. You know, people could call them ugly. I don't think they're ugly. I think they're, like you said, they're simple. They're utilitarian. They are sort of the quintessence of a striker-fire gun. And a lot of other people tried to make them for a long time. Nobody could really compete with them for a long time. There are absolutely now other very good, excellent, some would say better competitors out there.
Yep.
People love the M&Ps. The M&Ps, you know, the latest version of the M&Ps are just wonderful guns. You like the CZs. Those are very good, too. Lots of good ones. You know, Walther's.
See, I was going to go with SIG to begin with. When I made a video saying no more Glocks for me, and I was going to the P320. And then, because there were a bunch of guys going around, and I'm sure you remember this, they were going around and hitting the back of the gun with a hammer saying, look, this is not drop safe if I hit it with a Paul Feen hammer. They went out there and did some stuff to it, and some of the retrofits that I saw of these things, when they would pull the trigger on it, the whole upper slide of the gun would lift up. I was like,
really?
Come on, SIG. There was never an issue with this. Why did you do this? Because I don't think guns, getting out there and saying, well, I can do whatever I like with this gun because it's drop safe. I don't think you should be training to drop guns. What kind of nonsense is that?
No, I don't think you should be training, but you do want to know that if you do drop your gun, that it's not terribly likely to go back. And apparently there was enough of an issue with SIG that they felt they needed to address it. I mean, we tested the gun back when all that was happening. We experienced the problem. We were invited to SIG, and they told us all about the fixes that they put into place. And they have put those fixes into place, and by all accounts, and you know, the P320 is an excellent platform that is. It really expanded and certainly pleased the military and a whole lot of law enforcement agencies now, too, because that's a natural follow-on to the military going with a gun.
Well, I mean, the way they did SIG with the whole, the body of the gun is just essentially a shell, and the gun is really portable, and it's just the trigger group. I found that very interesting, and that's really modular, and I find that to be pretty good. And I hope they have refined those to the point now to where they don't move around as much and all this other stuff. I don't have one right now, but at the same time, I don't know how much I need one because I think CZ for me is checking off all the boxes. But I do have Glocks now. And I just that whole idea that whole arrogance of we've got law enforcement, we don't need to innovate, we don't need to do this. Glock, when did it come out? 84, 85 when they started marketing here?
Approximately, yeah. I think
we're in Gen 5, and everybody's been doing front serrations, bigger trigger guards, better triggers since they came out, and they became the standard that everybody tries to bounce off of. And they only just got to that with the fifth gen. And that was the thing, the fifth gen. Because of the handful of Glocks I got, two of them are fifth gen, and they are really good guns. I mean, I have to hat tip. Still got the grip angle, but they've addressed a couple of the issues, so, you know. Anyway, that's beside the point. I just, the idea of, I mean, I kind of think Colt probably thought that a while back when they were making all of the M4s and all of the 1911s. And then one day they woke up and they were not going to be supplying the military anymore because they were moving to a 9mm.
Yeah, they were moving to a 9mm and a handgun, and they were better, less expensive competitors in the AR-M4 world.
Yeah, and see, I'm very surprised that Glock is not the sidearm of the U.S. military now. I thought that was a dead-on shoo-in.
I did, too. I thought for sure they'd pick the Glock 19 or the Glock 17 and just call it good. But
yep.
I think they were dead set on having something that was modular.
Yep.
I think that was part of it.
I think the Glock 45 is the wave of things to come. The smaller slide with the full size grip. I mean, I see a lot of guns doing that. I've seen FN do it.
Right.
I've seen SIG do it. CZ sort of does it. So I think that's the wave of the future. But anyway, before we run out of time, that's just been a thing. But Dave Harrington and Steve Fisher talked me into giving them a look, and okay, I'm okay now. I'm okay. I get it. For all of those that thought I should have Glocks, I have some Glocks now. Okay. Before we run out of time, you can catch what Dan does at thetruthaboutguns.com. There he prints all kinds of stuff all the time, whether it's reviews or pocket dumps or whatever you're carrying or latest equipment, or maybe tomorrow you'll get to read whether or not it's a .22 long rifle coming from Glock.
We'll have it for you.
I'll be checking on that first thing in the morning. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, sir.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebuild.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.